Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, there's a very interesting little scenario that played itself out in this particular article that was published on the 10th of March. Man accused of fatally shooting girlfriend at an Orange County home. A 23-year-old man named Kevon Daly was arrested Friday in the shooting death of a 29-year-old woman at an Orange County home, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Let me take a slight little detour. Notice the ages. 29-year-old woman, 23-year-old young man. Gentlemen, as we've seen in current events and current TV shows, older women are targeting younger and younger men. Now, one must ask the question, why? We know the answer. More and more middle-aged and older men have completely pulled out of the dating and relationship market. But these women, they still want to get their groove on. So yeah, they are targeting younger and younger men. However, those scenarios typically do not end well. Just like this woman's scenario did not end well for her. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Deputies said the woman, Sierra Takesha Ashley Paulson, died in the shooting Thursday night, which was reported at around 10:15 p.m. at 2517 Greenleaf Drive, near Doncaster Road off Forest City Road. Sounds like this place was tucked off in the cut. Deputies were called to the area and found Paulson suffering from a gunshot wound. She was later taken to a hospital where she died, deputies said. It is said that investigators said they saw a black cable that was initially wrapped around Paulson's neck when fire crews arrived at the scene. Now, that's a little bit interesting. Was he trying to, you know, strangle her first? Who knows? Maybe she put up a fight. But whatever fight she put up wasn't good enough. Daly was eventually arrested and charged with first-degree terminations, deputies said. Paulson and Daly had left the house together and returned later in the evening. Paulson returned first and went to her bedroom, though moments later, she was followed into the house and the bedroom by Daly, deputies said. Paulson's mother, who lived in the home, then heard a loud bang from Paulson's room. And when the mother went to check, Daly tried to prevent her from coming in, an arrest report shows. However, the mother was able to push her way into the room and saw Paulson lying unresponsive on the floor, detectives said. Deputies said the mother then yelled at Daly, "You shot my baby!" Daly was seen with a handgun sticking out of his pocket. But despite the mother's best efforts to keep him from getting away, Daly pushed past her and fled the home, according to the sheriff's office. Deputies said Daly later called Polson's family to ask whether she was all right. But when told that Polson didn't make it, he hung up. Well, here we are. Once again, Daly was eventually arrested and faced charges of first-degree termination, deputies said. Well, gentlemen, like I said, this is an interesting little scenario that played itself out. Now, let's go a little bit off to the left with something else. Notice, older woman dating a younger man, yet still living with her mother. Interesting how that scenario could have played itself out. If she's bringing her boyfriend into her home where she lives with her mother, guess what's going on? Control. Yep. She wanted to be in a position where she could exert control over the young man. Now, I find it very interesting that so many women want to put out to the public what men need to have in order to get their attention when they are far below the market price. Man got to have this. Man got to have that. Blah, 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 blah. And yet the woman could still be living at home with her parents or her mother, more than likely. Yeah, no. However, like I said, older woman having a younger boyfriend, she can exert control, especially inside of her own home. However, when you look at the fact that they said that there was a black cable wrapped around her neck, she knew more than likely she was going to be disrespectful to him on her home turf. However, she didn't count on him putting on that mask. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in her home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol is what did her in. So I gotta go with a 5 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 15 because the mother had to see her own daughter lying in a pool of blood inside the house. So yeah, 15 on that one. And for the brutality factor, sounds like he tried to strangle her first, but that didn't get the job done. So he broke out the problem-solving pistol. So since that's what did her in, I got to give the brutality factor a 5 as well. So Kevon Deadeye Daly gets a score of 35. Here we are yet again. Another woman who ended up being the architect of her own demise. Why? Well, so many women honestly believe that they can control men. Doesn't matter how young the man is. They think that they can exert their control. However, more and more men are no longer going to take it. Hey, what more can be said? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article if you so desire. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, you older women, who think that you're going to solve your quote-unquote relationship woes by going after younger men, you better understand this. The power you think you have in that scenario will go out. Feminism and the idea that that young man is just going to be so happy to be with you is going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, reverse age gap dating, where it's older women and younger men, does not turn out good in the long run. It's a scenario that will not end well. But hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.